Aretha, great choice. She is one of the main staff down there with the Dream Speakers Film Festival. It's kicking off this weekend. Dansey, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven and the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Wajay, wajay.
Yeah, so, you know, as it would have, I have a little bit of a history as one of the early performers in the 90s with the Dream Speakers Festival, and I know this has been going on for so many years. Can you tell our listeners something about the rich history that is within this festival?
For sure. Yeah, it's been around for a very long time. We always have multiple discussions every year of when is the actual start of the festival. last year we celebrated 30 years, but really, if we get technical, it technically was 31, because the first ever film festival was in 1992. But we incorporated as a society in 1993. So it's like, which year do we take, the 92 or the 93?
Yeah.
It was Canada's first and longest running Indigenous film festival. We are second in the world. So like we only know of one other Indigenous film festival, and it was in the United States. So other than that, in Canada, we've been basically showcasing Indigenous film, Indigenous artists, and creating this platform and this space to express storytelling for over 30 years.
Amazing. And you guys have a big one this year. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about maybe some of the highlights that they can expect for this year's festival?
Ever since the pandemic, one of the things that we recognized was having a mixture of being in person and online was actually not only accessible, but just made it more like available for a lot of people to watch. This year, we have our in-person part of the festival, which actually starts this Friday and goes from Friday to Sunday. And then after that, starting the Monday, we go online. So not only are our films available on demand online after, but we also have some online panels and workshops that people can access for free. They just have to tune in and check out when they are. And I believe they're hosted on our Twitch channel as well.
Amazing. And how many films are you screening this year? Can you tell us maybe a couple of the most notable ones that people should watch out for?
For sure. So we get over 200 films per year for screening, and we have to narrow it down to basically 3 days of content. So we have about 47 films in total that are screening this year. And some notable ones that I think, one of them is called Reconciliation, and it's kind of like phonetically spelled, like reconciliation, but phonetically spelled. It's a great film done by a local filmmaker. It's a feature-length film about a Two-Spirit Métis filmmaker, Jamie Bourque-Blind, and then they connect with fellow survivors of international conquest and colonization and explore the country. So it's not only like Canada, but also exploring going to other countries like South Africa, Croatia, New Zealand, that have all been involved in the same kind of effects of colonization like Canada has. So, yeah, that one's a very interesting one. That will be one of our last films on Sunday. Another one that's going to be here is called Because She's Adopted. I think this is a wonderful film. I cried so hard during this film. It follows Crystal, who is a Cree adoptee from the west coast of Canada. And it really follows that, like, story of reconnecting and what it means and kind of feeling like, you know, knowing that you have this history but not ever being connected to it, and then trying to connect but also having that disconnect because you almost feel like almost like unworthy to connect. You know, it's very identity driven piece, and I think it's lovely, and they will be here as well too. So I'm really excited. That one, like I said, is a beautiful film. I cried so hard. It was just, I think it's something that a lot of people, especially if you've been involved in the 60s group or involved in, you know, children's services and have lost your culture, like I feel like it's a very relatable film for people who have experienced that.
Yeah, I feel like that one's going to really hit the feelers for a lot of people. It's a really big thing, you know, with a lot of people reconnecting right now. Once again, speaking with Aretha Greatrix from the Dream Speakers Festival Society, it's taking place this weekend. I'm going to throw all the information in my blog so people can get all the information they need, maybe a little bit of the schedule. And we can't wait to check out some of these awesome films this weekend.
Mm-hmm.